This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. It's Thursday. Good day reunion. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen reuniting with you. You are number one. Conversationally, we're interested in acknowledging what the big stories are and what you're talking about in this hour. We sort of push the prices around, if you will. Focus on a couple of things in depth and certainly the unrest that is escalating in that St. Louis suburb of Ferguson. Has lots and lots of people talking, protesting overnight. It continued the story of the fatal shooting by a white police officer of an unarmed black teenager. There have been smoke bombs. There has been tear gas. There have been Molotov cocktails. It's been 5 days since that young man was shot. The selective release of information about the shooting has bothered a lot of people, especially the anonymity granted to the officer. That certainly has stoked frustrations in this community, which is pretty much a black community. Most of the area around St. Louis is quite a large black population, and the area is East St. Louis and this town of Ferguson, lots of black residents. Residents are not happy, many of them anyway, because of there being no information. But why would they? I understand the police chief, whose name is Thomas Jackson, not wanting to identify the officer for fear of what would happen to him, given what has been demonstrated here in the last 3 or 4 days. Nights of racial unrest, the police have, some people say, overreacted using rubber bullets, lots of arrests. The chief said that the officer who shot this youngster, whose name was Michael Brown, was struck in the face during the encounter, treated at a hospital. The chief said that a side of the officer's face was swollen from what the police have described as a struggle in which Mr. Brown assaulted the officer, tried to take his gun. That's a disputed account by some who were there. The guy who was there, the witness, said that Brown's hands were raised. This sort of thing, it's hard to know what is right and what is wrong because we have created in this country such a sense of right and wrong, of good and bad, just around the color of one's skin. And so that leads people to doing things that come out of not thoughtfulness, but the kind of quick judgment, the assumptions that are made. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. Most people don't know what happened. But instead of trying to follow the line of let's figure it all out, there is a lot of nasty stuff because, again, of what people assume. There are a lot of hackers on Twitter. I guess, did somebody break into their municipal computer system? Kenny, did I see that someplace to try to figure out? Do you know that to be a fact or not?
I haven't seen anything about that.
All right, what are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. What are some of the folks who listen to this program saying about the police, about the arrests, about the violence, about this young person, about what actually happened? What do we have?
Ron says, I thought this was 2014, but apparently in Ferguson, Missouri, it's 1964.
reference to the 64 demonstrations and what came out of those demonstrations at the hands of the work done by many, including Dr. Martin Luther King, to get the civil rights issues dealt with at the time. It was that there was a lot of this, a lot of what we see going on in Ferguson, Missouri, going all around, especially in the South. But there are a lot of racial problems, racist areas. Boston, for example, is a very racist city, getting a little more mature. But people think, oh, this all happens in the South, not in the North. That's nonsense. Look at Chicago and the kinds of things going on there all the time. Any other comments that you want to pass along, Kenny?
Sure. Kevin says, notice that to protest the killing of a teen that attacked a police officer, groups are looting stores and attacking police.
See, that's
that
what
kind
gives...
of criminal. That kind of criminal behavior is probably what got the teen shot in the first place.
Well, I don't know that that's true, the latter part of the statement, but the first part is very true. What is being accomplished by this? Oh, so they're angry. Well, you know what? Grow up. If there's a process there, I mean, certainly with this administration, and you hear already we're going to have a federal investigation into it, but you think the state of Missouri is not capable of doing that, or the city probably isn't capable of doing it, I'm going to guess, but certainly the state is. More grandstanding by the feds won't make any difference. But again, having said that, somebody's got to figure out what's going on there, and they ought to do it sooner than later so they can somehow address this stuff and calm it down, because they haven't done a good job so far, it would appear. I mean, the result of what's gone on equals not having done a good job. Whether it is the black thing with white officers, and there's plenty of that in this country, plenty of attitude on the part of white, never mind police officers, whites in general toward blacks, and vice versa. So it's pretty, what's going on there, I guess it's an understatement to say it's pretty immature, but it certainly isn't in the best traditions of America that this stuff's going on. There's a lady who heads a gun group for women that has a lot to say about this because of, in general, violence in this country, but more specifically the sort of thing happening in Ferguson. We'll talk to her in a moment here on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that over 6 billion K-Cups were thrown in landfills last year? K-Cups can't be recycled. They cost up to 3 times the price of BuzzBox Coffee. We know the reusable filter that comes with the Keurig isn't great, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-Cups that are often stale from sitting on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get what you truly would like to have in the best of the best department when it comes to coffee. That would be USDA certified organic shade grown. Top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, help support Eastley Farm. Simply use the Solo Fill from BuzzBox Coffee, and you can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and you can save a heck of a lot of money. $699 a year, to be exact. BuzzBox Coffee. Folks, taste the difference. You will love it. Get one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805, or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the BuzzBox. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston beer.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our anniversary sale, August 15th through the 18th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Regis Giles is joining us for conversation. She's the creator and owner of Girls Just Want to Have Guns. So, Regis, I must be very, very boring because that's probably been done introducing you by hundreds of people, right?
Just a few more than that.
More than that? Really? Okay, so it's unusual to have a lady be as outspoken as you have been, a person interested in the Second Amendment and self-defense and that sort of thing. You have been you've been widely quoted. You appear all the time on various news programs here and there. You're talking about guns. So what's your experience? Why is it that this is so important to you?
I started shooting at the age of 9 years old, and guns are a huge part of my life. I've been into hunting since I was 13. I started shooting because I wanted to get into hunting also, and I started Girls Just Want to Have Guns.com because I wanted women to get that same fortitude that I had to learn how to shoot and learn how to protect their lives, because not only do I know how to shoot a gun, but I've also been training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for 13 years now. And I was continuously seeing in the news headlines girls being abducted and raped and murdered and found belly up in a creek in some backwoods podunk country, and it was making my stomach sick to see that. And I wanted women to not play the victim role anymore, not, you know, take matters into their own hand, become this independent, and learn how to protect their own life instead of depending on the police or their husband, boyfriend, brother to protect them.
All right, what does that involve? We have a couple of minutes here. We can talk generally about or specifically about what happened in Missouri, but I think more interesting is the business about what it takes in terms of identity. What do women who pursue this have to have a stronger sense of self?
They have to realize that their life is precious and valuable, which I think most people do realize that, and they can't rely on someone else to protect it for them. It's not anyone else's responsibility but your own to protect your life. And once they realize that, and once they realize, you know, that it's most likely an attack will happen on them, because every 1 in 4 women will have some form of sexual assault or violent attack performed against them. And those stats are pretty staggering, and I would like to change it to where every 1 in 4 attacker is fended off by a woman who knows how to kick maximum backside.
Has it changed your life in other areas? I mean, I would understand it probably gives you some more confidence, but how has the rest of your life changed by owning and knowing how to use a gun?
It's allowed me to travel to other places and not really worry about my own personal security. My parents are, you know, very confident in my own safety. You know, they still worry because they are my parents, but I've been able to travel to other parts of the world and fully know in myself that I can completely defend myself, even if I don't have a firearm, because I'm so well trained in hand-to-hand combat. I know I can handle a matter, and not only that, but just like you said, instilling that sense of self-confidence in myself. Discipline, it makes you a very disciplined person as well.
Regis Giles runs Girls Just Want to Have Guns.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Richie, I got plenty of culture.
You got culture.
All right, let's focus on Boy George here. As most of you know, are followers of the Good Day program, I'm a big pop hit guy. I like pop music, pop songs, pop artists, and Boy George, weird, strange dude that he is, captured my imagination, and obviously the imagination and attention of lots of people, because they had lots of hits. So if you're a Culture Club fan, some good news. The band has a new album in the works, and they're also touring around the United States and the United Kingdom. Unlike previous reunions, the Culture Club tour includes Boy George. The new album is not titled yet. Arrives early in 2015, apparently, and is produced by the same person that put a lot of the other stuff together for them and other pop groups in England. They haven't released an album since what, Kenny? 1999?
Please, yeah. Nick probably should have kept it that way.
Why? You don't like what they're doing now?
Here's my philosophy on bands and music.
Yeah.
They've got so many songs in them.
Yeah.
After that, they're tapped out.
Done. They're finished.
You look at most bands, and they can release two albums that have
that are good
possible hits on them.
Right. Exception to that would be Moody Blues, for example.
Well, the Beatles.
Beatles.
You know, the Eagles had four or five albums in.
Yeah.
But it's tough, man, to keep cranking out albums. And at Culture Cup, they probably got to the bottom of the barrel and said, that's it, we got no more. So now they spent the last 20-some, 30-some years trying to figure out another 10 songs that they can
release.
Part
of it has been that Boy George has had his own problem with addiction. But Culture Club, remember, first band since the Beatles to have three songs from their duet album, Kissing to Be Clever, reach the top 10 of the Billboard chart. Do you really want to hurt me? Time. Most people call it Clock and
the three we just played.
And I'll Tumble For You. Right. They are.
Oh, no, I didn't play I'll Tumble For You.
Yeah, that's a good song, Richie. Anyway, so I happen to think, maybe because I met the guy, and such a weird dude. My God, what a weird dude. I have a big picture. Didn't we post it at one point?
We did. And it was scary. I had nightmares about that picture of you and Boy George together.
Yeah. Well, I think it was Megan and Uri and Boy George and me. And we had gone, Uri convinced me to go to the Boy George, the play about his life, and it was the weirdest thing I have ever been to in my life.
But did you like it?
Even Uri was uncomfortable with it, and it takes a lot to make him uncomfortable. He was very uncomfortable. I think the only person there who at the end said something, Megan looked at me, my daughter looked at me and said, "Oh, so what'd you think, Dad?" Knowing full well what I was thinking, but she enjoyed it. She didn't know what to make of Boy George going into the woman's room. When we were downstairs in a alcove with some of the other people that were in the play, he went into the ladies' room.
Beautiful.
Apparently he's, that's part of his eccentricity.
He is not interested in anybody.
That's called a perv. That's not an eccentricity. That's called being a pervert.
He's not interested in anybody. Who cares?
If I walked into the ladies' room, they'd arrest me.
Yeah, because you're interested.
With good reason. 28 past the hour on Good Day. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. What were you doing 3 weeks ago on Wednesday at 2:30? Can't remember, right? You want to know how to improve your memory? The friends that we've developed at Kamano Island Coffee Roasters, our partners in BuzzBox Coffee, shared some interesting research about the healthy benefits of coffee, and one of them is improved memory. Recent studies by Florida's Alzheimer Disease Research Center have shown that coffee can aid in short and long-term memory. Healthy coffee, like BuzzBox Coffee, can help increase memory because caffeine in moderate doses has been found to increase the size of the hippocampus. The hippocampus is a small part of the brain that aids in the storage of short and long-term memory. This not only helps you better remember what you did last week, but the research suggests that it also reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. So now you've got another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best when it comes to coffee. USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastleigh farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on that orange BuzzBox on the right-hand side of any page.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Good to have you along as we pitch our way into certain bits of information, stories that are important and in detail and in depth in this hour. Some of the things that have a similar theme, if you will. The celebrity value of death, I think, is something that sort of sounds like an interesting statement when you put it together. The situation with Robin Williams and his daughter. Kenny, you may do a better job of explaining this. Zelda Williams is Robin Williams' daughter, and she has been, because of the death of her father, she's been fairly visible on Twitter, talking about how she loved her father. There have been all kinds of tributes online, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and as you can expect, some of the personal things and maybe some of the general things that I'll walk through in a few moments. But the idea that this young woman, I'm not sure how old she is, has been criticized or chastised or hounded or whatever is another sort of unbelievable. When you think about some of the attitudes of some of the people who live in some parts of this country. In the last half hour, we were talking about what was going on in Ferguson, Missouri, the violence there, and what all of that's about. What sort of mentality is it that does some of the really stupid stuff that those people have been doing the last 4 or 5 days? Where does that come from? And I guess I'd ask the same question about this sort of thing. And not that we haven't seen it before, a lot of the hate, the things that come out of bullying that we've discussed ad nauseum, the people who do things that are just, they're unexplainable. That's the best word I can come up with them. And I don't know whether or not this Zelda Williams thing, is there an explanation for the sort of things, the hateful things that have been aimed at this woman?
I can't begin to understand how somebody could do this kind of stuff. A lot of what she has been getting are people hounding her. Not the majority of it, but on Twitter and Instagram especially, people have been hounding her to post more pictures of her father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, just this is just a really bad time to be doing that. And when she didn't immediately comply, they get nasty.
Yeah. But, well, selfishness probably brings people around self-centered. That's a common problem that a lot of people have. It's a common denominator for people who have been given too much. This country has become excessive. We have overgiven. We have overexposed. We've overdone whatever it is. And the fact we have so much social media is, and we're so immature with it, is part of perhaps the growing pains of learning how to deal with this stuff. But maybe it's just the human condition. Maybe a combination, perfect storm of all that stuff. What do you have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, either about this or Robin Williams in general. I'm noticing a lot of, Twitter input from a lot of so-called stars. What do you have from people listening to us?
Lots of comments about people sharing what their favorite movies are on our Facebook page. Dot says that her 21-year-old loves Aladdin. Robin Williams was the big blue guy, and he will certainly be missed. Prayers mm-hmm. for his family. Jodine says Mrs. Doubtfire. Joy says all of them, no exception. Amy says I will cherish them all for as long as I can watch movies. I just wish there could be more.
Tom Hanks tweets, quote, let's remember the fiery genius, the long strings of laughter, the awe at the energy and the performances that lit up the room, the screen, the world. Let's remember Robin Williams, family of Christopher Reeve. I thought this was kind of interesting. After our father's accident, it's written, Robin's visit to his hospital room was the first time that Dad truly laughed. Dad later said, quote, my old friend had helped me know that somehow I was going to be okay. Robin and his family stayed by our side for the rest of Dad's life and long after that as well. Matt Damon wrote, Robin brought so much joy to the world, to my life. I'll carry that joy with me forever. He was such a beautiful man. I was lucky to know him, and I will never, ever forget him. As I have mentioned and you have probably figured out, the whole Matt Damon, Ben Affleck thing that came about as a result of Robin Williams sort of calling him and said, I got to be in this movie, Good Will Hunting, and working for scale to sort of prop them up and give them. He felt that what they had written was genius, a great story, and he wanted to be a participant in it. And that's how that thing came about. So I thought that was pretty interesting. There's a sort of something weird going on in the radio business. And I sometimes, I don't know, I bring this stuff to people's attention, and sometimes after I do, I think, why did I do that? The Rush Limbaugh thing, which is, you know, just another Rush Limbaugh way of, you know, stirring the pot, I guess, much as anything else. I don't know if you saw that, Kenny, or not. Some of the trades yesterday were all about trying to focus on Limbaugh and what he said about Robin Williams and the liberal society and what that has brought. If it wasn't for that, you know, nobody would be paying any attention to this, yada, yada. I only bring it up because I saw it and I sort of snickered. And I snicker sort of in a way. There are these thoughts. You can come up with these thoughts. I was not ever a big Robin Williams fan, and I said some things yesterday that were fairly controversial. I don't know. Were they, Kenny? Did you think that some of the stuff I thought about Robin Williams and how he was and who he was, I don't know whether you thought they were in bad taste. You didn't say anything. Usually you do. But I was pretty poignant about it. I wasn't like liberal versus conservative. Limbaugh can find that there's a liberal tree and there's a conservative tree. You can look at a tree and make something out of it. And that's not what I was aiming at. And so I wasn't trying to create controversy. I just was saying that I thought the guy, the whole business of alcoholism and drug dependency
more or less has to do with something that's lacking in your body, and your brain needs a lot of proteins. And so, as a matter of fact, in a few minutes, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to be here suggesting that there would have been a way, for a fairly easy way, to save Robin Williams from his fate. Anyway, I look at the tributes to Robin Williams as people walk past murals. There are a lot of pictures of him. This was the first one I saw was a mural that was done in Belgrade. I thought that was pretty interesting, given the fact that this guy had an international reputation. But where is, this is the last place in the world anybody, this is in, for heaven's sake, the old Yugoslavia, part of Serbia now, a picture that had been done on a mural of Robin Williams. And then you look around to pictures of Robin Williams, that is the one, the Smithsonian has a sort of television portrait galley, and his picture is there, obviously, because of his role in Mork and Mindy. There are all over the big cities in our country, people gathering, doing these sort of interesting displays of affection for him. I can't say there's anything bad about this. I saw somebody who wrote on a sidewalk in New York, "We ain't never had a friend like you. Rest in peace," young woman doing that. I thought that was kind of interesting. All over Boston, there were a lot of tributes on the sidewalks and buildings that were done because that was where Good Will Hunting was filmed, and I was making reference to what had been said by both Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. So anyway, the controversy and the conversation won't be certainly short on this, as is, I think, demonstrated Dr. Jack Stockwell in us in a moment, as we ask the question and maybe answer it, did he have to die? Saving Robin Williams, part of the conversation up next with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
Change. GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, Rich, Kenny, and I are happy to present to you Everett Jackson Stockwell.
President.
Wow, I like that name. That's very president.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
You Everett could run for president. That's a presidential
Jackson
name.
Stockwell.
Yeah, it's cool.
Everett. I was right about the Jackson. I'm proud of
Jackson Star. Check out Dr. Jack's website, jackstockwell.com, and his Forbidden Doctor newsletter that brings you up to date on things. I'm betting there will be something in there on the death of Robin Williams. This whole thing, as is usually the case here, is a different angle to most of the stories. And the angle on the Robin Williams thing isn't the practical side of him dispatching himself. It's what could have been done had he either researched it himself or had some good advice. Because there were, as the listener suggested to me in the email, Jack, you heard me talking about this fellow analyzing what was going on with his diet and supplements and stuff. So what's the bottom line here?
Well, the bottom line is that back in 2009, he had major heart surgery. He had bypass surgery done. What is one of the number one recommended post-operative nutritional procedures for these people to follow? No fat. And without fat, you have no endocrine system. You have no hormones. You have a complete imbalance going on with neurotransmitter formation in the brain, most of which is formed in the gut anyway. I have seen this in so many of my own patients here in the Salt Lake Valley, who after, you know, years and years of medication, who following some kind of a heart incident, on low-fat diets, the emotional life disappears, the sex life disappears, the desire to do anything disappears, all the vinegar that ran their life up to that point disappears. They begin to forget things, because without adequate amounts of fat, and I'm not just talking about things like olive oil and coconut oil and things like this, I mean basic animal fats, the kind of fats that come from deep ocean fish. These people are scared to death to ever let another piece of fat touch their mouth, because they've been given the lie that it was fat that caused their heart attack in the first place. So when they go on an extremely low-fat diet, everything changes. Remember, the dry weight of the brain is almost 70% fat. And so this can't help but contribute to further depressive cycles that he falls into. He was probably on more than one drug. We don't know how many drugs of the psychotropic nature that he was participating in, but he probably went from one to another, combined with a history of alcoholism, recreational drug overuse. These kinds of things can't do anything but short-circuit the brain, and you can no longer think or function normally as a human being should. So it's not just Robin. This is pandemic across America.
All right, but the takeaway from this, the bottom line, Robin Williams did not have to die. If, in fact, he would have followed a course nutritionally, as you're suggesting,
certainly
he would have
survived.
Is
this the addiction or the depression?
Well, the addiction, I think, set the stage for depression. But then when you see some of the interviews with some of the people who've known him for a long, long time.
So let's cut to the chase here for everybody listening who knows somebody who might be battling depression. What should they focus on nutritionally?
They need to be having a better source of nutrient-dense foods. And I don't mean salads. I'm talking about...
What do you give us the recipe? Or tell us the foods.
Meat, fish, eggs, and dairy. Pasture-raised meat. Deep ocean fish that's not farmed. Organic eggs. And raw dairy. Raw milk. Or the products that come from raw milk.
And then your cruciferous greens as well.
Well, cruciferous greens, definitely. The crunchy stuff, the brassicas.
Right.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. With that recipe, Robin Williams and others who suffer from this is an an epidemic. This is not something that's just casual.
It is
millions of people who are depressed is because of what you eat.
We've been able. I can't count the number of people whose lives we've been able to change by changing what they eat back to what our great grandparents ate.
Everett Jackson Stockwell. JackStockwell.com, the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. If this sounds like it's interesting, sign up for that newsletter at JackStockwell.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Catch a mouse, you set a mouse trap. So, all right, we set a bear trap. All we've got to do is one of us has got to knock off a bear.
You mean marry him?
Well, if you don't marry him, you haven't caught him. He's caught you.
Who's that girl with a permanent wave?
I thought I had a pretty good life here, but your going away doesn't make it seem good anymore.
I've got the Indian sign on me. It seems I can't win.
I've sort of joined your team. Don't look forward to being without you.
When I leave here, you're off my team. Lucky to be.
Teenage Margot, queen of the 40 splits.
See,
Mallory, who's that?
Audio like that.
Eyes.
So unique. Listening to the two of them.
Daddy.
And hearing the nuance that they created with their inflection.
That girl with the permanent grin.
Pretty amazing stuff. This is, by the way, Lauren Bacall singing with Penny Fuller from the movie Applause, which came out in 1973. Who's That Girl?
Girl of Yesterday.
The girl of yesterday.
With her faulty leading Louis astray. Boogie, baby, who's that girl?
Be rude.
Yeah. Could it be that much?
Is this considered good? Her voice.
She is the
singing voice?
The singing voice. It sounds very...
No, but it was something that fit in with what they were doing. But she was not a pop singer by any stretch of the imagination. No. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man, 55 after the hour. So, Chucker, we certainly devote our time together today to the movies of Lauren Bacall. Richie just asked an interesting question about this. I mean, the idea that just because you're a star, you can do everything didn't work then and doesn't work now, although it's sort of fun. in a sense. She was not necessarily identified as a fun actress, even though when you see her identified, interviewed by guys like Johnny Carson, she always seemed like she was lots of fun.
Yeah, I mean, she came across, especially in the later years, though, as a woman who sort of had a dominant, rough edge. But she's very good. One of my favorite all-time scenes was in the movie The Shooters from 1973,
right,
with her and John Wayne. I thought they had a tremendous chemistry, where their last scene together in the film, when he's leaving her small hotel or apartment.
Ben Breakfast,
renting. He says to her, goodbye, Mrs. Rogers. She says to him, goodbye, Mr. Books. And he looks at her for the last time and says, goodbye, Mrs. Rogers, knowing that that's the last time they're going to see each other.
Right.
It's a very, very poignant, powerful scene.
Richie, you got that from The Shooters? You have something from The Shooters there, I think.
I do. It's right here.
Mr. Books, you are a notorious individual, utterly lacking in character or decency. You're an assassin.
It's going to which end of the gun you're on. Rubbish.
And, what's his face? Why is it that I keep blanking on his name? Opie. I just did
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard was the kid, was the son, her son. And so he was 77, actually, Chucker, and the movie came out. And it was really very interesting to see and understand the two of them had been friends through their entire career, but they never worked together. And John Wayne said to her, you're going to do this movie. He didn't ever ask. He called her up. The story, I read the story in the book about The Shooters. He called her up and he said, okay, I'm doing this movie. It's going to be the last in my career, and you're doing it with me. And that was the conversation.
Well,
She was also in Rob Reiner, Stephen King film Misery. She played James Caan's book editor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I have seen her.
That was in 1990.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The fact that you just called Ron Howard Opie reminded me of the clip that we heard yesterday of Robin Williams saying, no matter what movie he did on the serious side of things, that was great. That was great. And then 2 weeks later, Mark!
Right. Well, isn't that it with Opie? I mean, Ron Howard.
Opie Cunningham is how you know him.
If you came up with the five most prolific and best directors in the country today, Ron Howard would be there in the number three position, maybe. Three or four of the top five. You agree with me, Chucker?
He'd probably be in the top five.
Yeah. So, I don't remember his name. I remember Opie. That's it. And Opie's bald.
He looks like an Opie.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
He still looks like a kid. He looks with a hat on. He looks the same as he did when he was a kid with Andy Griffith. It's just kind of amazing. All right, anyway, so we're talking about Lauren Bacall. Your favorite movie, that's what we're asking today, Chucker. What's your favorite movie Lauren Bacall was in?
It's The Shooters, no doubt about it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was a great movie. Swan Song, I think it was the last movie she was in as well. All right. Thank you, Chuck Curry, with a focus on Lauren Bacall, appropriately enough, on Good Day 59, Plasti.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.